This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the legendary comedian and actor who at the age of 94 is still hard at it as a multimedia entrepreneur. Carl Reiner created one of the greatest of television comedies, The Dick Van Dyke Show, and is mentor to essentially everybody in comedy, from Seinfeld to Billy Crystal. I visited him at his house in Beverly Hills the other day as he was working on his next digital meets publishing extravaganza, where he takes the intellectual property he owns, engages his flawless, detailed memory, and creates books and other multimedia creations to sell as partner in a venture called randomcontent.com. So, Mr. Reiner, what's the story?
Carl, if you don't call me Carl, I won't call you David.
All right. So, Carl, what's the story here? Retirement is not for you.
No. Retirement is for when I shuffle off the mortal coil or to Buffalo.
Or to Buffalo.
But when everybody asked me, what's the best thing in the world you've ever done, best thing for you, I said, hands down, The Dick Van Dyke Show. And I decided to write a book, Why and When The Dick Van Dyke Show Was Born. And I write about the 20 actual episodes that were based exactly on something that happened to my wife and my kids. Real incidents and how it turned into a Dick Van Dyke show.
And what people need to understand is these episodes that we thought were fiction were often based on things that you had lived.
Yes, based on things that I lived. Other writers who came in the office, I said, what happened in your life today? Don't make up things. I want for real.
So this digital stuff via the internet and then these other modes of communication, making these iBooks and stuff, it works?
It seems to work. Every time I tweet about the book coming, a book coming out, sales go up. I didn't know about self-publishing, but I did publish with publishers who sometimes don't give you a right reading on how, and one publisher sold a lot of books and never gave us our just due until it was months, years later. We asked, "Is there some? Oh yeah, there's some money lying around here," and they sent it. But
oh, by the way, we actually did sell some of your books. So yeah, we owed you some money.
Yes. So this is the way we control our own destinies. And if you send me your name and who you want to dedicate it to, I will personally autograph it. So you'll have an autographed book, and I'll have the money coming from the sale of the books. So the world will be happy.
Just slightly terrified that if 3 to 5 million people hear this interview and they ask for the book, you're going to be signing your name a lot.
You know, if that happens, I will offer, and we'll say this, I will offer the greatest forgers who are in prison to help me, and it will say forged by. But I doubt that's going to happen. I can write. At night, Mel Brooks comes over and we sit and watch television. Instead of just watching television, I can write my name without looking.
Well, Carl Reiner, actor, director, producer, now multimedia entrepreneur as partner in Random Content, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Up on a 27-inch iMac Reiner was working on in his third-floor office is the first draft of a new multimedia project. Reiner is borrowing an idea from the 17th-century diarist Samuel Pepys and chronicling every single thing he does in a day. Reiner's draft included some photos of Carl lying in bed in various provocative positions, clad only in his tidy-whities, doing his morning exercises, which he started doing 30 years ago when he was 64, to keep his back in shape. He says it totally works.